Now, the HSE was asked yesterday to provide details of what percentage of patients attending the emergency department at Sligo University Hospital are under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The question arose at a meeting of the HSE's regional forum. Clarification was also sought on the average waiting time for patients at the emergency department at the hospital. It's something which crops up time and time again on our programme, I have to say. The matter was raised by Sligo Fianna Fáil Councillor Donal Gilroy, who is on the line now. Good morning to you, Councillor Gilroy.
Good morning, guys.
Well, obviously you had a concern, or concerns have been expressed to you in relation to this, if you raise the issues.
Yes, and I suppose these issues get raised from time to time, and there's I suppose, just to explain to your listeners for a moment, that there's three representatives from Sligo, three from Leitrim, and I suppose there's one in the South Donegal area of your Tom Conaghan represents South Donegal. So there's myself and Dara Mulvey and Declan Bree for this county, and you can be sure when you have Declan on your side that when people ask questions from Sligo, they sit up and listen, because, you know, I have to pay tribute to him. And even yesterday, he stood out as someone who makes sure he gets answers. And I think it's important, too, that people like yourselves from the media are listening to the meeting. That meeting went on for 4 hours yesterday. Yeah. And it's a big commitment from somebody in the meeting, in the media, to be listening. And some of it is dribble that's talked about, I have to admit. But I brought up the issue of the waiting times at Sligo University Hospital at the A&E department. And, you know, it's always, you're never going to get anything but a snapshot. But what I was told was that 30% of patients have to wait for more than 9 hours, and 50% wait more than 6 hours, and 50% less than 6 hours. So it's a huge number of people who are waiting there. That these people, we're in a pandemic, and we hear all the warnings and all the things, and somebody needs to sit up and say, why are all these people sitting in one, yes, it is a big room, in one big room, and handling chairs and pushing buttons on vending machines and sharing this, breathing the same air, and maybe not all vaccinated, and I'm not going to start condemning people one way or the other, and I'm not going to condemn people who maybe let their masks slip, as we all do from time to time. And remember, there are people who are sick. And then 40% or 39%, just under 40%, are referred by their GPs. And if Niall Delaney's GP sends him in because he's hurt his wrist and sends him in for an X-ray, do you really need to sit for 6 hours in a room with other people before someone else looks at you to send you for the same X-ray?
Just give us those percentages again. Did you say 30% are there for 30% for 9 hours or more?
Yeah. So it's. Yes, I think that the figures, the average, sorry, the
sorry, yeah, I'm putting you back.
So, yeah, 70% of patients were being treated in less than 9 hours. So that means that 30% are more than 9 hours.
Yeah.
And 51.8 are being treated within 6 hours. So that means 48.2 are longer than 6 hours. So for rounding figures, 50% are over 6 hours and 50% under. And of that 30% end up waiting, 3 in every 10 end up waiting longer than 9 hours in A&E.
Well, we heard
in the figures of August.
And they're average figures. We were talking to a woman yesterday who told us that she was waiting for 14 hours during the week. So that's above it. But this is happening time and time again. So what, I mean, did the HSE give any indication as to, you know, is this because of COVID or is this an ongoing issue? I think it's an ongoing issue.
This is an ongoing issue, and I think, you know, an awful lot of, there was a time, look at, I know sometimes it wasn't an ideal situation where, Lord of Mercy on my local GP, Niall Maguire, when I was diagnosed with diabetes, he sent me in with a letter and it probably said, please admit, and my name, and they had to work out the rest for themselves, you know. So it needs to go on a little bit, you know, but there is, in this day and age, there should be a way of communicating to the hospital what the GP wants to send them in for, and that, you know, what needs to be done. And that can be judged at triage, that, yes, the GP is right in what he's asking for here. Let's get them out of A&E and moved into the main hospital system, be it for a blood test, be it for an MRI, be it for an X-ray, whatever it may be, that they're not sitting in that congregated place, because you know, obviously at the moment, COVID, and I'm looking to use COVID as an excuse, not for not doing things, but to get something done about it. And I said to them, you cannot justify holding these people for this length of time with the sort of numbers that we saw. I also had a question about the length of time that the ambulances were being kept waiting there, which has improved quite substantially and is now being recorded from the moment that the ambulance pulls into the loading dock at the back of the thing. So in general, something like 60 or 70% of the ambulances are gone within an hour, within an hour and a half. So that's great to know, because they're expensive pieces of equipment that need to be back out there.
Okay, you also had a question, and I don't suppose you got a clear answer on this, as to the percentage of people who show or present at the emergency department who may be under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Yes, and like a lot of other issues, this came up by one of the Galway councillors, by Dahi O'Coulon from Connemara, had asked this as well. And this was a two-pronged question. Firstly, that I'm very concerned at the moment, especially, and I'm going to be sexist here, about girls who are coming in who are have their drink spiked, that the drugs that are in their system were not there by their own choice, or may have these needles that are being used for spiking. And I'm in the process of trying to organise a public meeting to give, but I'm afraid of COVID. But I'm hoping to organise some sort of a public forum to discuss this issue and give the warnings. And you know, it's not the girls' fault, but they are the victims and they need to protect themselves and to get, you know, just to warn people and get the guards and other people to warn them. But that's one side of it. And the second thing is the A&E staff, be they the porters, the nurses, the cleaners, the doctors, it really doesn't matter. They need our, we have a duty of care as public representatives, and the HSE management has a duty of care to them as their employees to look after these people. And you or I or nobody else has the authority to go and get drunk and or go on drugs and go in there and abuse these people. And they're not even keeping, they don't even keep specific data on it, which is astounding, because it is a big issue. And staff have spoken to me about how they've had to be there on different times. And, you know, I remember a few years ago, even a member of my own family had to attend with somebody else on both St. Patrick's Day and Good Friday. And it was a time when the pubs were closed on Good Friday. And they went in on St. Patrick's Day with somebody that they had to bring in from work. And the guards would not allow them to walk back to their car on their own. The guards insisted on escorting them back through the car park because there was so much aggro going on around A&E. And on Good Friday, they walked in and the person they brought up was dealt with within an hour and a half, 2 hours. And they were back out the door, and it was like going into a church. It was so quiet and peaceful. Yep. And I think that needs to be dealt with. It needs to be faced up to. Everybody's entitled to go out and have their drinks and enjoy themselves and all the rest. When you get in on people who are working hard to try and deliver a health service for us, and we'll give out when they're more than the 6 hours and the 9 hours, and rightly so, you and I and everybody else. We have to respect when they're there. If that 6 hours is taken up, if three of that is taken up with having to deal with a difficult person who's under the influence of whatever they're under, that's not right.